The window is fast closing on the open enrollment period to buy health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. The deadline to purchase insurance through the federal health insurance marketplace is Monday, March 31st. The Louisiana Healthcare Education Coalition, or LHEC, is a civic organization that is committed to providing unbiased guidance about healthcare reform and the healthcare insurance marketplace. Doug Wilkinson is the state coordinator with LHEC, and he's urging those who are eligible to purchase health insurance to avoid penalties. Doug, tell me, what penalties do people face if they miss Monday's open enrollment deadline?
Well, by midnight of Monday, which is March 31st, if they have not enrolled in a plan, it doesn't mean that they've actually gotten coverage, but it means they have to have at least enrolled in a plan. That has not happened. They can be penalized up to 1% of their adjusted gross income or $95, whichever is greater, per person in the household. You know, if you make $50,000 a year, 1% of your of that would be $500. So it gets expensive.
What do the enrollment numbers look like in Louisiana? Are they increasing?
Yes, they have. As an example, the city of New Orleans, I think, has hit 75% of its goal, but that's just a percentage. But as of March the 1st, Louisiana's had greater than 45,500 people have signed up. It's not gold star, but it's not, you know, the bottom of the barrel either. Probably around 50% of the people that are eligible.
Do we know who is not enrolling at this point?
What we do know, Diane, is that people that are enrolling, over 60% of them are women. I mean, that is, without a doubt, the largest percentage of people that are enrolling to cover themselves. Who's not enrolling tends to be what we call the young invincibles. Those are the people 18 to 35. We've only got maybe 30% of the people in Louisiana that are in that age bracket that have signed up, and that's the ones that they need to sign up in order to make the whole plan viable.
So now, Doug, who is eligible?
Anybody that is not offered health care coverage through their company or not on any type of government insurance, such as Medicare, Medicaid, TRICARE. TRICARE is the one that's for the military. Any of those people that don't have any of that, nor do they have coverage through their company, are eligible to sign up. As a matter of fact, not even eligible, they're mandated to sign up. You know, this is a federal mandate. They have to sign up or face those penalties.
So what must Louisianians keep in mind as they prepare to meet Monday's deadline?
Here's the thing to remember. A little less than 90% of the people in Louisiana are receiving a subsidy. You know, they can receive, they're eligible for a subsidy. So, I mean, they're pretty generous subsidies that people really consider when they're deciding what they're going to do. Subsidies are pretty healthy.
How do we find out about the subsidies?
The only way you can find out about the subsidy is to go to healthcare.gov. You can go to Kaiser Family Foundation. It's KFF.org. And you can go in there, and they have what they call a subsidy calculator. And that calculator will give you a pretty good estimate as to what the subsidy will be.
Are there any anticipated problems with a rush on the system as people try to enroll at the last minute?
There could be, sure. Let's put it this way. We've had 5 million people nationwide sign up, and that's 2.5 million short of what they projected. So if all of a sudden 2 million people decide to sign up in the last few days, yeah, it could put a strain on the system. And then they have a provision for that. If you can prove you did not get in because of technical glitches, then you get an extension. But guess who gets to decide that? And that's the IRS. They're the ones that are going to decide whether or not, you know, you got kicked off and you deserve an extension or whether you should pay a penalty.
And where do people go to enroll or get more information?
Healthcare.gov. They have a great Q&A section, a frequently asked questions section. And then you can always go to our website, LHEC.net.
Doug Wilkinson is the state coordinator with the Louisiana Healthcare Education Coalition. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much for having me.